Okay.
The did he request?
He read the message, so I guess he's trying to figure out how to control what I say.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
That is good to hear.
Oh. Sorry, it took us a little second to get you ready.
No, you guys are good. Don't worry about it. It's good to be here, though.
Cool. You can. So, what's up?
Everything's going good. You know, it's Pride Month, new music out. Feeling good about myself lately. How about you guys?
We are chilling, celebrating Pride Month.
Yes.
Had a nice little time. Went to an erotic spoken word.
Yes, it was. An erotic spoken word.
Very dope.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I need to do
that.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Very, very sexual.
I might be a little too childish for that, though. I might have to sit in the back.
You were sitting in the back and like...
Yeah, they had a lot of things going on. They had a burlesque show and everything.
Really?
Yeah, edibles and all kinds of stuff. It was pretty dope.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Have you ever visited here? Have you ever been to Atlanta?
No, I haven't, but I actually do plan on coming this summer, though.
Yes, okay. For sure.
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of people I want to network with out there, so I definitely... I'm honestly, I don't know when, but I'm definitely going out down that way for sure.
Well, when you're down here, let us know, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have some type of event this summer that you can come out and perform at. So please keep in touch with us.
Oh, absolutely. I have to say, I love how y'all dress right now.
Thank you.
Loving it. I love the whole setting. Everything is real nice.
Thank you so much.
That's the
time-consuming
part
of it. Yes. See, I couldn't find nothing weird, so I just wore a chain.
Hey, that's cool. You look amazing.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look, it's probably my long good part.
Exactly.
But yeah, so what you got going on? What you got coming up? What's up with you?
All right. So for Pride Month, I actually have an EP coming out on the 18th. It's called Dreams. The lead single, obviously, everyone knows is Imagine. And, you know, I tried to spice things up a little bit. Definitely took more of an R&B route, less mixed with pop. It's definitely kind of like R&B, kind of back to the basic kind of sound. And I'm also shooting another video in about another 2 weeks also.
Okay.
I'm working.
We out here to promote, help you promote, so just send us the video. We got you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Y'all get the exclusive. I promise you.
Y'all heard it first here. We love that word.
All right, so let's kick off this interview real quick with a couple of basic questions. So where did you get your stage name from?
Honestly, I don't know if you can see, but this is my apartment. I'm obsessed with the color red. I have red couches. I have red walls. I have a red bedroom, red bathroom set. Like, everything's red. And, like, I'm obviously Sean is, like, my nickname is what I go by. And I feel comfortable by it. So I kind of just mix the two together.
Okay. Yeah. I like your hair, too.
Yes, I'm listening.
Thank you.
Oh,
no. Thank you. I try to take care of it now. I don't dye it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the dye is bad for your hair, supposedly.
It is.
Supposedly, but it was fun.
It is.
Fun.
It makes you feel like a new person.
It does.
It does.
So how many colors have you tried?
I had blue, I had red, I had green, I had purple.
Okay.
Blonde, you know, I had every color you could think of.
I had
pink hair.
You had pink hair. Yes, for the pink hair.
Yeah,
I love it.
Whiplash. Okay. Oh.
Yes.
All right, bet. So we were talking about Pride earlier. Do you have any plans for Pride? What are you doing for the month?
You know what? I think a lot of the events I'm going to is kind of like real low-key and local. Like, I'm still one of those people that's kind of like in that COVID mindset, so I'm scared.
Yeah.
So, like, eventually, hopefully, I will go out and join the festivities, but right now I'm probably going to just lay low and just, you know, and obviously take the time and like celebrate queer artists. Obviously, that's what my goal of the month. Obviously, promote my own music and just do a lot of connections, you know, with the community.
Okay, okay. Cool, cool. Well, what's up
with Pride Month? I love that. Yeah. I don't have plans per se. I'm just going along with the vibrations.
So wherever it takes you, that's what you got.
That's where I'm going, yeah.
I love that energy.
I'm pretty much the same way. I have no plans at all.
Like, last night was just like a spare of the moment thing. Yeah. I was like, okay, let's just do it.
She literally hit me up at like, what was it, like 5:30-ish? And she was like, you want to go to the spoken word event? Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
See, I like that energy. You was just with it. We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Someone said hi. Hi.
Hi. So yes, this is like when you follow your intuition or just your vibrations. We had a great time. Like, yeah, we had an amazing time.
So. But I can tell the chemistry is where it needs to be at. So that's important also. So like, I obviously you have that bond. The energy's there. But the fun is with you two.
Hear that.
We've had a couple of snakes in our boots that we got to stomp on. But you know.
It happens.
We're here in the room together, being great.
Awesome, you know.
Looking amazing.
Thank you so much.
So, you said you have music coming out, video coming out. Can you press it for me? Actually,
I don't know why.
Give me like 2 seconds.
No problem.
Instagram won't let us be great.
What's up, everybody?
Instagram is really hating right now.
Yeah, it is.
They really are.
We're back.
Solved the issue. We good. It's not gonna happen again. But
it's all good.
Yeah. So what were we saying?
Our chemistry and how we got here.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Staying humble and being blessed. You know, you guys keep.
Of course.
And it's really a lot of hard work, to be honest. You know, we've had our ups and downs, but we keep pushing because, you know, it's something we love to do. We love artists. We love interviewing artists. We're artists.
Of course.
So we appreciate the artistry.
Yes.
No, absolutely. And, you know, that's the most important thing. I think no one hits it right the first few times. You got to keep pushing. Like, you're obviously going to hit some, you know, trials and some mishaps and things you say to yourself, like, I'm never doing that again. But as long as you keep pushing, that's all that matters.
Right.
This is true.
There's songs that I have that I'm like, I'm never singing that song like.
So we, our platform is basically for artists, not solely for artists who suffer from anxiety and depression and things like that, but we like to add those things into, you know, the mix because those things are important. That's what artists deal with.
Absolutely.
And in the industry. So if you'd like to share, have you dealt with any of those, anxiety, depression?
Definitely depression. About like 2 years ago, and again, it's no shade towards anybody, but I wasn't working with the right people that obviously needed to push me in the right direction. And I never felt like my music was fully representing me as a person. Mm-hmm. And then with that being said, I was eating a lot. I weighed like 200 pounds. Yeah, my hair wasn't looking the best. Like, I just wasn't taking care of myself. And then 2019, I told myself, like, look, you're going to just do more research on, you know, the right people to work with. But before that, I was just, like, in a really dark place. I was dealing with some guy, but we're not going to give him that much that much time.
Can't give
him
that power. We're not giving him that much time.
But, yeah, but, you know, obviously, I got rid of him, got my body right, and now my music is where I needed to be at.
Love it.
Thank you.
Do you have a question? Any question about the
anxiety? Oh, yeah. So when did you realize that that was your struggle? Like, when did you realize it was depression or that's what you was battling against?
Honestly, it was when, like, again, because I used to be like a twig. So in my mind, I used to always think I was still really small until, like, constantly people were, like, reminding me, like, Sean, you're gaining a lot of weight. And like, again, I noticed that every time I came home back to that certain situation, I used to eat a lot. Like, it's like no matter, whenever I heard his name, I ate. Like, you know what I mean? And then, so
Yeah.
it was just like, it kind of dawned on me, like, okay, this is the reason behind all this stuff. This is why I can't focus right now.
Yeah, right. You figured out your trigger and
Somebody has
distraction.
loved the message you're giving
Yes.
right
You
now.
giving some
I
jewels
know.
back to
And
somebody.
they said, hi, how are you?
Period.
Let's go. Because you have, sometimes you, it takes us a minute to realize that our energy is being, what's the word I'm trying to use? Sucked. Like somebody's taking away from you.
Draining.
Drained.
Absolutely.
Someone's draining you. So, and then I think that's where the depression starts. You're kind of like, hey, I don't, I'm off balance. Because you generally know how you feel, how your natural vibrations feel. So when you are tampered, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, let me just disconnect from this so I can get back to me. And you noticed that before you got like stuck into your deeper depression. So I'm proud of you for even noticing that. Because sometimes it's like we have to
No,
hit
it's
rock bottom to
hard.
talk about them
Yeah.
before we realize it.
To me, it was rock bottom when I'm realizing, like, hold up now, I'm a size 30. What?
You're right, because going from a slender person to being a heavy person is kind of like a totally different toll on you. Like,
Exactly. And then
what?
obviously, it took a toll on my voice. It took a toll on my confidence. Like, I just really wasn't in a good place, honestly.
Okay.
Love that.
But, you
That's
know, we here now. That's all
Absolutely.
that matters.
And it takes a lot of work, honestly. So, like, how long did it take for you to rebuild your confidence and get back out there and start back making music?
Like, honestly, again, I don't want to, like, everyone is different, obviously. For me, it took a matter of maybe 7 months, because it started with me in January. I went to the gym 7 days a week. I was like, I'm going to work out every single day. I'm going to write music every single day. And then I found this amazing producer named John Ace, who understood my voice and understood how to push me. So it was like, once we was making the music and I was working out, like, I used to wear big clothes. He didn't even know I was, like, thicker, until, like, when I released the first single, All the Way, and I was showing off my body, and, like, my friends obviously do, and it wasn't until I'm, like, looking at before and after pictures, and I was kind of faking it, as you would say, like, trying to feel sexy, but wasn't really quite there yet, and then it kind of hit me. I was like, oh, I'm sexy.
I'm just kidding. I know sometimes you gotta look at yourself and be like, yes,
Absolutely.
that's who I am. You see me.
So we're also on this spiritual, journey of our own and on the spiritual way within itself. Would you consider yourself a spiritual person?
You know what? I really don't know how to explain my connection.
It's
I guess
okay. That's
Look,
why
your connection
this is a
is,
your
perfect,
connection.
right.
You don't have to explain to anybody
It's
else.
it's weird, but I do feel obviously a connection with a higher power.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit different than most people.
Yeah, no, trust me.
No,
If anybody understands, it's us.
Period.
We had an interesting conversation earlier this week. Was it Monday? Yeah.
I think that's posted. Did you post? If we didn't post it, we will post it
Yeah, we'll
because
post it
it's
for you
definitely
guys.
interesting if you guys are one of the people who are like religion versus spirituality. Things aren't clicking. You're trying to get a little tapped in, and you're like, oh, that don't make sense. We're on that level to like, okay, let's discuss
Let's
because
discuss.
Okay.
Let's have an action, discussion about it.
Yes.
And
Like you bring
get some
facts and
shit done.
research, and we can bring facts and research. Don't be trying to bring no fluff,
Oh yeah, none of that fluff.
because
Yeah,
He said, no, it ain't fluff. I love
No.
it. I definitely think that we can tell by your aura that you're spiritual. First of all, you shining and glowing as king, so
Yeah,
appreciate that.
thank you.
Whatever
It might be the good
you keep
lighting I
on
got.
daily, whatever you get your sun in you, it's working. You look amazing. So
Thank you so much. And someone said they love my smile. Thank you.
yes, yes. They also said that you are an amazing artist, a singer, and an amazing model.
Well, since you
Thank
have
you so
us
much.
here, drop some questions, comments in the comment section below, and we'll,
Yes.
get him to answer if you guys, or if he wants to,
Oh, always.
But oh, What is it? Oh yeah, he's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, I love it. Yes.
But
thank you so much.
Right. So another question I have: what sets you, or what makes you separate, or what makes you different from other artists, or artists that are like coming out and, you know, just making music, just to make music?
You know what? I think that's a good question, because it's really tricky, because obviously nothing new is under the, like, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there's always going to be someone that you can connect with. I think physically, to me, I always thought, like, I look different. Mm-hmm. And again, we all look different.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's something about, you know, obviously the way I carry myself, that it's sexy, but it's not, like, so masculine, but it's not feminine at the same time. It's kind of like that cross. In between.
Yeah.
And like even my voice is, like, I think a lot of times people get surprised by obviously the textures and layers of my voice. I think that a lot of times in R&B now, not that many people are stacking their voice the way that, you know, they used to be. So I think that that's certain. Obviously I'm bringing into my music a lot that doesn't really exist that much now. And obviously the idea is kind of like taking, you know, in my head, it's like gay Janet meets gay Usher, kind of like cross.
I love it.
So it's like, obviously, I was inspired by a lot of artists, and I try to, like, incorporate that in my music in my own way. You know, so it's, I guess, like, I'm just trying to be me in the best possible way.
Love that.
Yeah.
And that's the best and the only, that's what we stand for here. Be your authentic, genuine self. Because, like you stated, everything's been done under the sun before, but
yes,
you being yourself and you putting your own spin on it is what make it different. Like, if everybody's going to be a pretender, we're going to continue to get the same energies, and that's
the same energy, the same sound, the same look. Yep. Look.
Yeah.
It's like a carbon copy, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's something we actually talked about a few episodes ago, being true to yourself and who you are as a person, not even if you're just an artist, just as a person in general.
And most importantly, I felt like that's what held my music back at one point. I think that I was so afraid to, like, just let myself out that,
yeah,
I was kind of trying to make music that was kind of in a straight standard of, like, okay, I want someone that everyone could listen to. It's like I was holding myself back so much. Like, again, imagine everyone could listen to Imagine and feel sexy about it, you know, but at the same time, visually, in the way I presented it, I needed it to represent me.
Yes.
You know, I was like, why have one guy when I got two?
Look, there you go.
I deserve it. I work hard.
Yes. Yes. Sean, this comment says, Sean is the GOAT and a legend in our city. Proud of him.
Let's go, Sean.
Okay. Thank you. You know what's crazy? I can see some of the comments, but I can't really see the names. The lights are really...
You said what?
I said I can kind of see some of the stuff, but the lights are really, like, blinding.
Oh, yeah, the lights are coming through. They're giving you love in here. All love from your supporters. And I definitely thank you guys for tuning in to support. That is amazing to see.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us, okay, so you are from Jersey? You live in Jersey?
Yeah, I'm dirty Jersey.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Born and raised in Patterson, New Jersey, the heart of the hood.
Okay.
All right,
my homeboy really gonna love this right here because he's from Jersey. So I think that this is dope. You guys have amazing music. I must say, like, the people that come from there, their energy.
Yes.
It's like the attention you command, and I really respect that. So it's like, we need you. So the world needs to hear your music. It's whoever is birthed in that city, in that state.
Trust me, I know so many friends that are artists and make music that you'll be surprised why they're not signed yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
I believe you.
Yeah. And no, trust me, it's the same for us down here.
Yeah.
Like, it's a couple of my friends that are artists. I'm like, and most of them don't really want to sign, but it's not necessarily the fact that they're signing. It's the fact that, you know, you should have more play than this person, you know, or
absolutely. And it's not like you're trying to hate, it's just that you know a good sound when you hear it.
I do
exactly.
You can't just listen to anything nowadays, and that's really what the culture is now for everybody. Like, it's literally just hip-hop, mumble rap, and everything sounds the same.
And don't get me wrong, it's fun, it's a time and place for that.
Yeah.
It's just that it's not, you know, no one wants to hear that all the time.
Not something you want to hear all the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, so, but like,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to, like, you know, elaborate on the fact that if you can send me some of your friends' music, I'll definitely check it out.
Oh, definitely. Actually, just look on our page, and all of them are up there.
All of them. And I actually checked out a few. And you guys really do connect with some good people. I will say that.
Thank you.
Definitely. That's what drew me over here.
Awesome.
They're going to appreciate
that the connections are connecting us to others, because that is all we're trying to do is be a platform to help elevate those who do music, those who are just entrepreneurs, and those who are creatively crafting.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Just all creatives, period. Like,
so we haven't done it yet, but we interview, like, artists who draw, paint, creatives of all spectrums. Like,
I know a lot of good photographers that you guys might like to interview also.
Yeah.
We're all here for combining Black Wall Street on the other end of entertainment. So we're all here for it.
And we love that.
So much in store. Especially with artists. Like, that is, our heart is music. So it's like we're just trying to do both, really. Like,
both, yeah.
And I get it. And it's easier to do what you feel most connected to, obviously.
And
yes.
It does.
Yeah, because, you know, I can talk about music for hours sometimes.
Yes, it's so much to talk about with music.
Yes.
Like, really?
It's too much to talk about to even, like, you know, have a conversation.
Absolutely. It's like you need a whole dialogue like that.
I agree. So who's some of your inspirations, like, as the artist that you look up to?
There's a lot. Reasons. One, she is she writes her home music, you know, she vocally produces her music, and, you know, she was, I think, one of the first people I saw of that time where she was able to sing the way she was singing, have videos that were fun, but she was also able to be goofy in a way, you know what I mean? And it's like a lot of people sometimes take themselves so seriously, and it's like, yeah, you can be the diva, you can be this talented songwriter and singer, but it's okay to have a personality. You know, it's like, you know, and that's what I think resonated with me the most, obviously. And then, like, there's a lot of songs that she wrote that talked about feeling like on the outside. And obviously, being gay, Black, and from the hood, you don't necessarily feel like you have a place, especially at a certain time. Like, today, right. These kids have so many outlets to kind of, you know, to express themselves. But, you know, in early 2000s, you kind of just, you sucked it up and waited till you felt comfortable. So, you know, obviously listening to her music kind of helped me come out.
That's dope. A lot of people need that inspiration. And I feel like the kids nowadays need that inspiration.
Absolutely.
She's reading the comments. Okay. Sorry. But,
no, it's fine.
Awesome. Get up. It says, the comment says, talent is just a small portion of an artist's success, but Sean's kindness, personality, and humbleness propels him beyond words. A true talent, but an amazing person with a great spirit. Much love. Okay.
That was so nice.
That was so sweet.
Thank you so much.
I definitely feel that energy from you.
Yes.
Even just not, like, this is my first time actually speaking to you face to face.
Yes.
Or, you know, I guess. But we've been talking through chat, mm-hmm. And, like, you can feel the energy.
I'm telling you. When you're radiant and you're shining bright, we can feel it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I see you. Like, I can see you in here.
And I feel the same right here. I feel like I'm talking to two friends right now. We just met.
You're part of the Slow Burn family now. We say that all the time. So welcome. You know, you're always welcome here. If you ever need anything from us, just let us know. We're here for promotion.
Likewise. Look at this.
Yes. Okay. I love it.
Yes. No, definitely do. Thank you so much. And I don't know who wrote that comment, but I really do appreciate it. That really does mean a lot.
Their name is Lauren Jamal.
Well, thank you so much, Lauren Jamal.
Oh, she said
it's Aquarius power.
It's the Aquarius power, yeah.
Come on, Aquarius. Okay.
Love it.
Do you have a picture perfect performance? Can you name out, like, what your perfect performance would be like, from opening up to the lights to who's opening up for you, or if you want to open up for somebody else or perform with someone else? Like, could you elaborate on what that performance would be like?
I think, and it's crazy, I think my dream to have is to have a show with all my friends that are all, like, artists, which I have done before, but honestly on a bigger budget.
Right.
Like, I have a friend named Carter. Dre Simpson, you know, and so many, the list goes on and on and on, like 97, and we're all super talented. A show that's really big budget, obviously. Something where I could wear whatever the hell I want to wear and whatever I don't.
That's what I'm like, whatever I don't want to wear.
And honestly, I like to really just kind of like show up. Like, I like to obviously wear like a lot of sparkly, shiny stuff and be carried around by people with big muscles.
So for me, it's
more like I want it to just be like a party. Like my idea of favorite performance is to have all my friends who are artists and throw a show that's like a party.
I love it.
You know, throw some balloons up in the air, you know, like the little wave. What's it called again? Like the wave when everybody goes like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the wave, mm-hmm. Do some crowd surfing. Do black people crowd surf?
No, because we don't trust each other.
So. Yeah, I don't trust my
That's
friend.
Why we just love surfing. He's like, nah, bro, you better, we're not.
Look, I think I'm the tallest one in the group. I'm 6'1".
Yeah, y'all know that's true. People, do y'all crowd surf? Have you ever jumped in a crowd?
Hell no.
Comment states that they're loving the energy from everyone in here. Yes! Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah. That's my brother. He's watching. That's my brother watching.
Oh, word. What's up,
bro?
What's up? I love it.
That's dope. Got the family watching too. Shit, I forgot.
He has to. Arm has to beat him up.
I know that's right.
Look, you gonna watch the show today? Why you didn't watch the show?
I ain't see your name pop up.
I didn't see your name.
Hey, like, he could get away with it because I could barely see anything. I can see you too.
Look, okay, that's all that matters.
We got you for the comments.
All right, thank you.
But
Well, he was talking about his dope performance.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what your next question is.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Look, it's like a conversation.
It was going to be, did you want to work with any artists?
Oh, that's exactly, yeah.
So you would be, we twins in here, man.
No, it's crazy because I have a goal where, as of right now, I'm trying to work with a lot of queer artists. Okay. And that's kind of like my main focus right now. Mm-hmm. And with my EP, I like to do remixes because it's fun, obviously. And I actually have some really cool remixes that's in the work right now. One of them already sent me his verse to the Imagine remix.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in the studio next week and tweak it up a little bit. And I'm going to actually have that out a little bit sooner than I thought.
Okay.
But and he's talented.
Yeah.
Hell.
That is
yeah.
Great. Oh. So you said you want to work with a lot of queer artists.
Yes.
Have you? And this, I'm not trying to, you know, make your dreams or your future dreams my dreams, your dreams. But did you ever think, like, what if you started your own, like, not necessarily record label, but yeah, a record label for queer artists? Do you think that would
be? Honestly, that would be dope. Oh, I just, wow. I feel like I can't, I think I would need a real good team behind me. Because I feel like I'm all over the place when it comes down to me.
Listen.
So I'm like, I gotta run to the studio, then I gotta go to a photo shoot, then I gotta go to work, then I gotta, you know. Usually my hair is in braids, so I don't have to focus. Like, my hair is like the last thing I gotta worry about when I'm running around. But I would love to do that. But like right now, I'm more focused on like building teams and connections. So it's like the support that's like, there's no contracts. It's just like we're all here to just kind of like,
yep.
You know, push each other up.
That's the distribution part of it.
Absolutely.
When you think about it, because, you know, I'm all about steps. Like, that's how I think. So you're technically already building what you want in the future. So you say you're building a team. You know, you build a team. You technically have to manage them. Even though you're not really managing them, you just have to check in to see what's going on. But then it elevates the record label, which could be the same way. They all work together. You're not over anybody, but you guys work as a team to distribute all of your music or whatever.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And it's like it goes such a long way with just kind of having that support, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm really, truly thankful for the friends and family I have, because every time I put something out there, they're sharing it.
I love that.
Like, they are really, really supportive. Like, when I do shows and they're like the first ones in the front, they get people hyped up for me. Like, they'll start singing my song, and then the person in the back room starts singing my song. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking
about. Oh, that's dope.
So, like, I'm really, really, you know, thankful and blessed for them. I love them. You know, they I might give them some shit every now and then, but they know I love them.
Love
is. They always gonna get the shit.
Right. Shout out to family support. That plays a big part in anybody's life. Whatever you're going through, family does matter, and their opinion does matter. So it's like, thank you for supporting me and my craft. That is amazing.
Absolutely.
To have your family support. I love it.
Yeah, because I think for most people, they don't really have, for a lot of people, I'm not even going to say most people, they don't have the support of their parents, especially going into things like entertainment or in the creative field, period. Because, you know, most parents, they'll be like, well, I wanted you to be a doctor.
You're supposed to be a lawyer. Like, you know, like, yeah. Like, my mother always say that she knew at, like, 5 that I wasn't going to be, like, a teacher. She was like, you were always just kind of in the house putting on your own shows. Like, I didn't even have that dream for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I say we know what we want to do as kids. Just let us be.
Yeah. And it's funny because my grandmother, she took me over one of our family members' houses, and she said I immediately ran to the piano. This was like when I was like 1 or 2. She said I immediately tried to run to the piano or something like that. Maybe a little bit older because I'm running at 1. But yeah. So she's like, you immediately got on the piano and you just started trying to play. And she was like, from that day on, I just knew you were going to be a musician and creative and everything.
And it's always early like that. Like, a lot of times people act like they don't know or they didn't see the signs there, but they were always there.
They're always there.
In simple ways, like honestly.
Always.
Get out of my head.
It's like we just become disconnected from our childlike energy. That's just how I look at it. Because, like, you know what you want as a kid. You banging on the pots and pans because you want to be a drummer. But your mama mad because you done made a mess in the kitchen. Instead, she looking at, what?
Let's go.
Like, those are just the little things that I notice with kids. Like, it's like they really know what they're doing. Parents come and get in the way. And I'm
yes. Like, and that's why it's important to just encourage their creativity and their imagination.
Yeah.
And just let it go.
Right. Yeah. You think you're a bird? Be a bird, baby. Maybe you're
going. Maybe you'll be a pilot.
I'll be a pilot.
Right. Maybe. Like, it's little thing. I mean, it's just a small thought that they have that grows into the bigger thought. But then when they present it to, like, a parent, they're probably like, oh, that's stupid. You come like, well, dang.
Like, I knew early. Like, I knew early what I wanted to do. Like, it was not like any.
Committed to it. Early.
Yeah, there was no. I was shy. I was a really shy kid.
Okay.
Sometimes you couldn't even get 5 words out of me.
Really? But now you just want to sing and dance and everything now?
See, I was.
I love
it's
it.
It's like a breakout. It's like an artist breakout.
Yeah.
I used to. I know. I'm still a little shy sometimes if I'm around a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the old me still creeps up. Like, right now, I'm comfortable. You guys have good energy. I'm in the house by myself. But so it's like a little bit easier to kind of, like, and I can't see anything, so.
Understood.
I can't see what anyone's saying. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but no, you're getting all love in the comments.
Like, yeah, last time it says that y'all are amazing. So, thank you.
Well, that's for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Who is this commenting? Who is that?
Well, shout out to.
I'm blind, y'all, so I don't
know. Oh, God. So you're just like.
Okay, I want to say, is it Chels? Is it Chels official? But it's C-H-L-S.
He's a photographer, a really dope photographer.
Nice.
And we plan on working together later on this year. Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, you guys need some creative ideas.
So thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I love the fact that, you know, you have your following, your fans coming on, and people you work with coming on to support. Like, this is awesome because, like, we've had artists have people support, but it's like so much love in the comments right now. So I'm like, I appreciate it.
Yes, for sure.
I do too.
Yes. Okay, his name is Charles. Okay, hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Let me wave at Charles. I'm going to wave at you so you can feel special because I like people feeling special.
No, that's somebody else.
Oh, that's somebody else. Yeah, that's damn, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I just waved for you. You can feel special.
Well, we give him real waves. Hi, Charles.
Welcome in to the Slow Burn Radio, guys. We're just interviewing an artist right now. He's super dope. And tell us about your, where can we find you? Your new music, how can we find you?
Yes. So obviously the link is in my bio. Yeah, my Instagram, Sean_Red. Again, right now, my lead single, Imagine, is out right now on all streaming platforms. And the music video is on YouTube, also link in my bio. And you can actually pre-order my EP that's going to come out the 18th, but I think the pre-order date is 11th. I think.
It's a no, no,
But it comes out the 18th for sure.
Okay, cool. So give us the spill on the inspiration behind Imagine.
Oh God! So, this person we can speak about because we don't have beef with him, so we can speak.
Okay.
Basically, whenever I'm going through anything, whether I'm really happy or whether I'm really sad, I write about it. It's kind of easy for me to write off my emotions because I'm a very emotional person.
Okay.
So, Imagine came about someone that I was very infatuated with, and they lived really far. So it kind of like talked about like kind of like obviously wanting to be obviously wanting to be near them. So like I kind of rushed to bed to think about.
They're going this life. They're going crazy.
I know who Red is.
I know who this is.
And then it started off like obviously the melody. Usually the first thing that comes to me is the melody. So I'm sitting there just trying to go dun, 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 dun. And then obviously I start I go for a walk. And then they come back to me a little bit more. Then it kind of like the song, literally, like the flow and everything, just kind of was like my imagination about this person. So it like, but yeah. So that was the inspiration behind the song. In the video, I was actually in the studio with my producer John Ace, and he kept saying, "Oh, you should have a bed and have people come up from underneath the bed and like touch you and stuff like that." Like he's every time we're in the studio, he's always come up with some crazy video ideas. But I really like that one, and I decided to kind of make it my own way. And I had two amazing lead guys be in the video, Keon and Chase. They really did. They were good sports, like the entire time. I was like they were aggressive during some scenes, but it was all worth it. So.
Okay.
I love it.
That's yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, Sean, I appreciate you for coming on the floor.
Yes, thank you
And I
so
appreciate you guys
much.
for having me.
This is our first remote
Yeah,
interview.
this is actually our first remote interview.
I'm honored, and it's for pride, and it's me.
Yes.
I am honored.
Set the scene. Gotta have the right characters, depicting the right characters, you know. But yeah, so just please stay in touch, you know. Reach out to us if you're whenever you're in town, if you come into town. We definitely
Absolutely.
like do you have any businesses or anything you want to shout out before we get off or
I mean, no, other than my music. So,
Yeah,
look, if you want to watch me, sing and wear almost nothing, if you haven't followed me, follow me.
yeah, right. Yeah, no
love it.
All right, well, Mister, thank you for joining us on the Slow Burn today. You guys in the comments, thank you for watching. Sean, we appreciate you. You're a beautiful soul,
Yes,
beautiful
you are.
person. Love your
Same thing with you guys. Thank you.
Yes, receive back to you.
Yep. I'm sorry, I'm goofy as hell.
That's all right.
I can tell because he keeps like laughing off to the side a little bit. But oh, what does that say?
Charles says, "Take care, y'all. God bless y'all. Much love." Thank
Thank
you,
you so
Charles.
much, Charles.
Tuning in. Follow us here on the Slow Burn. And also, we have a website.
Yes,
So
we do have a
visit us
website.
there, slowburn.com.
And if any of you guys are in Atlanta or want to be in Atlanta on Juneteenth or
Oh,
June
yes,
20th,
June 20th.
I believe I told Sean about the event. We're
Yes.
doing a 90s Juneteenth block party, and we're going to have vendors, food trucks, live performances from artists that have been on the Slow Burn, and some artists
And
that we
some
were
new
going to have on the Slow Burn.
That
So,
sounds so like so much fun.
yeah,
I know I need to try to get down there.
I mean, it's
Yeah.
a
I
weekend.
don't care if I gotta walk, I'm just gonna walk.
If you don't walk, because you're not
Right.
gonna be in the same group.
Don't walk.
I'm just gonna walk.
Walk. Great. No problem.
One day we manifest and we're gonna be able to fly you out.
Yeah, you know, thank you. One day we'll have.
get flued out.
Yeah. I know, I'm gonna feel all special. Don't get my head big.
Look, it's the love for me. Like,
big yes,
we
for sure.
We love to make people feel loved. Like I said, I like to make people feel special.
And I definitely felt that today. Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. With your energy and your time and your music. Like, definitely download it on my phone already in my Apple playlist.
Oh, yeah. Your music's already on my phone.
Let's go.
Thank you so much.
It took us a while to get you on the show.
Yeah.
Because we had a couple things going on.
But it was worth it. That's all that matters. It was worth it. It don't matter what it took to get here, we're here. That's what I appreciate.
Let's go.
Try
to drop. We need a call.
Yeah, we don't.
We need another call.
Yeah, come on. Move to Atlanta, right?
Come on. I was just moved out there. I can do this. I can do this with y'all.
You know, just drop everything there and come here.
We got you. Your music got you. You have amazing music, and you will be in a great city that supports it. So as long as you're hungry, you'll eat.
Got you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, man. Go ahead and get to work and have fun. Don't have fun or have fun.
I'll try.
You know, just be calm, be yourself, be true to you, chill, make that money, keep growing.
Absolutely. And y'all have an amazing day, and thank you again so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
No problem, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great Friday.
All right, y'all have a great Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hi, yay.
Yeah.